92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Right now, we want to give you a chance to win a staycation comfort giveaway. Told you to stay tuned. From Reliable Heating and Air, which includes a $150 gas card, a $150 grocery gift card, and a free cooling system tune-up. All compliments of Reliable Heating and Air. Caller 5 right now at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. Day-Day, we will get another winner thanks to our friends at Reliable Heating and Air. Also want to remind you, tomorrow is Friday. Get your weekend started right, man. Twin Peaks and Kennesaw, special broadcast of Andy and Randy. They'll be there from 11 until 2, enjoying all the eats, drinks, scenic views of Twin Peaks. Also getting ready for a big sports weekend, guys. Tune in tomorrow and make sure you make your way out there. Twin Peaks in Kennesaw, 11 to 2 p.m. at Twin Peaks.
I really do like this Italian summer business model, the four-day work week.
It's nice, isn't it?
You digging this, Day-Day?
It's nice.
Yeah, it's actually perfect for me because the birthday is on Sunday.
So is it?
It's like short week. Yeah, short week and then birthday Sunday. So
what you got planned, man? What's going on?
Nothing. The wife actually asked me if I wanted to go out in the lake because that's kind of been a tradition in the past.
Yeah,
go
yeah.
out to Allatoona. But I was like, nah, I'm kind of cool. I'm at that stage where it doesn't matter for me anymore. Get me my Nike gift card, honey.
Okay.
Oh, that's sweet.
Okay.
And I'm good to go.
Very
I
nice.
Do actually want a new bottle of YSL.
Oh, you're out?
Hey.
It's getting low.
Okay.
You know, I wasted it when we thought Jay Cargill was coming. I used 6 squirts instead
Wait,
of 5.
Saying your Yves Saint Laurent is out?
Yeah, man. I used 6 squirts instead of my normal 5.
By the way, we're going to reschedule her.
We tried.
Yeah, man. We never got it. By the way, my Bulgarian.
She's local, right?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I know her husband is a local guy.
So we're not going to get her in studio?
We'll keep.
I mean, just let me know. I'll wear a collared shirt.
Well, you know, they got the Italy thing this weekend.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they're over there this weekend. But yeah, we'll definitely try.
Yeah. No,
next time it'll just be 3 squirts.
When you got to send you like, we talked about this a few months ago, and Day-Day talked about the Yves Saint Laurent, is the Bulgari, the hockey puck bottle.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make it anymore. It's the best smelling stuff ever. They discontinued it. Now, some jackleds hoarded it out in Santa Monica on eBay. $600 a bottle.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't need it that bad.
Yeah, and the Bulgari Man as well. Right. They discontinued that one as well.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to hoard that. Bulgari's got the only scent that makes me smell good. Now they don't make enough of this damn stuff. What the hell?
It is true. Once you find something you really like. Yeah. But there's a lot of new scents out there, fellas. There's a lot of new stuff. Happy birthday. Man, we're going to have to celebrate.
Thank
right?
you, man. Appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
We got to celebrate the ratings, too. So we got to do the dinner.
Yeah. This is true.
Congratulations to you.
Just make sure I have a night off.
All right, you're right. Oh, you're right about that.
Punch hey, man,
of
the clock. Yeah,
we were talking about what the Hawks need to do. I said to Mike today, guys, it starts with McCollum and Kuminga, and then you go from there. And what I mean is, you make the decision on bringing him back and picking up this 24.2 option for Kuminga. The reason why is because now Ansi Saleh has been locked in. He's got an extension. He's here.
He's the grand poobah of basketball. He has unlimited power.
That's right. Quinn's here. Where are we going, guys? That's the question. So how do we make this roster better? And I said to Mike earlier, the part of this reality, and I don't know if they'll say this until they have to, Mike, but it may just be what, you know what, JJ and Nikhil and Dyson and Okongwu, and we got a bunch of guys coming with Rishashe. We're going to just stay the course and develop.
Yeah. No, I'd like to have CJ McCollum around, but the more I've thought about it, yeah, his agent's going to push it in. Like, I love the fact that he loved being here. But at this stage of his career, at this age, you can't give him a multi-year deal. So that's a bit of a hard sell. You know, it's also – and what drives you crazy is, you know, you do the draft, then you do free agency. Right.
Right.
Which should be
that's
free
right.
agency, then you draft. But they do it in backwards, and the NFL does it the other way. You know, we do it the right way. You do free agency, and then you know what you need for your draft. But in the case of the Hawks, you know, we've talked about the point guards. What the odds that you get a point guard who can start in his first year? There's only one Cooper Flagg. I mean, and again, Oren and I and you, we've looked at all the different players. Some guys have been in college for a couple of years, not just one-year wonders at Kentucky or something. But, man, that's a big if. I mean, you're going to have to get a point guard in here, a real point guard, don't you?
Well, look.
Are you still cool letting everybody, whoever inbounds, brings the ball up?
I'm more intrigued if they were to sign one of these bigs. That helps us more, I think, right now in where this team is than going to get a young point guard and watching him develop over the next season or so. I'm not saying that we don't need it, but I think we also need a Robert Williams or a Mitchell Robinson, Mike, or right. Walker Kessler. If we could match an offer or put an offer out there that they could match, he's a restricted free agent. Mm-hmm. Those guys, to me, right now, you put them on this team without having to dismantle your core.
Right.
we're much better.
That's the thing. That's why a guy said to me, I appreciate Brad said he liked the idea of Vucevic if you want to do it on the cheap.
Yes.
Now you got to manage his minutes because he's no spring chicken.
But you're going to have to do that with McCollum.
Correct. Walker Kessler is restricted. So you talking still match. Jalen Duren, despite there's no way Detroit lets him walk, right?
No, he's going to get his bag.
Yeah, he's going to get his bag.
I just don't know if his bag's going to be as big as it was.
I think he cost himself some serious millions with that disappearing act. Did it in both rounds of Detroit's playoffs.
He did.
Mark Williams, you already mentioned him, restricted. Robert Williams, unrestricted.
Yes.
And then you get into guys, as I said, every time I mention, Mitchell Robinson, because he can't shoot free throws. Well, if we get a big in here, he'll split time. There's more than one way to do this. And he's also less expensive.
But we need bodies, guys.
Yes.
And there's no guarantee that Jock Landale's coming back, okay? We're not sure about that. Right now, there's seven guys under contract. That total is about $117 million. That's way under the cap number of 160, whatever it's going to be.
What about Hartenstein if the Thunder don't have enough money?
Well, that's a big one. But here's the deal. If you keep McCollum and you pick up the option, you don't have the money to do it.
That's the thing. And Hartenstein is the guy we need. And you go find, you almost wish that Lou was still around, right? You know what I mean? But, you're gonna certainly need a guy to really be the ball distributor on this team. And don't worry about scoring. If Kuminga gets consistent coming off. See, that's another thing. What are you going to do with Kuminga? You're going to keep him? You're going to trade him?
No, look, as frustrated as I was because he's hot and cold, it's just what he was. I think you have to keep him because, Mike, it gives you flexibility. $24.2 million, guys, you can trade that. That is not $55 or $65 million a season. So I think it becomes flexibility for the Hawks. You keep him in, Mike. Let's see what happens in the first half of the season. And then if things are not going well, guess what? You put him on the block. I think that's how you have to approach this. Big O, you wanted to add something. What's up?
So ESPN did a piece this morning, and they took eight of the biggest restricted or unrestricted free agents coming out this offseason. Listed on that list was Jalen Duren, also was Walker Kessler, Mitch Robinson up there in New York, and I can't remember who the last one was, but those three guys, they said, are probably more than likely going to end up with the teams they're going to be with. Walker, they say, is probably going to be in the neighborhood of $25 to $30 million per season.
It's a four-year, $125 million deal.
Jalen, they said, probably the Pistons are going to tell him, because he's restricted, go out and get an offer sheet, but they think his number might be close to 40.
Whoever offers him that, they can match.
They can match that. And then they think that Mitchell, it's within the Knicks' best interest to make sure that Mitchell does not leave New York. So
here's the problem, though, and I agree with that, especially if they get the chip this year, Mike. If they win, all that Giannis stuff is going to go out of the window.
Yeah, I think they run it back.
But here's the thing. Mikal Bridges' contract kicks in, and now you're paying Brunson, and Brunson's going to get a new extension. You're paying Mikal Bridges. Remember the deal. They gave up five draft picks to get him.
Right.
There's no way they're not going to say he's going to be a part of this. And he's been much better since our series. I just think, to Mike's point, I don't know if they're going to have enough money to do all the things New York needs to do. If you're going to tell me they're going to pay Mitchell Robinson 3 years, $40 million, which is what the contract looks like right now, we can do that. I don't know if the Knicks can do that.
And that's why I'd like again, guys, we're probably going to draft a big man at some point. Ace Newell will be on the big team for the big season. But again, he's still probably years away developmental-wise. Vucevic isn't a rim protector. He's 35, but he's cheaper. Nurkic from Utah. He is 32. Okay. Injuries, a lot of injury history. I'm looking at a new list. Here's one name for you. Zach Collins from the Bulls. Limited minutes. He's been rotational, but, I mean, that could be a guy that if you draft somebody, at least gives you some depth.
Yeah.
And, by the way, you bring Jock Landale back.
Well, that's what I said. I don't know if Jock comes back. I'm not sure. Not because he doesn't want to. Mike, the deal is if you're going to go after some of these bigs, then you feel like you're upgrading that position. And so that might be look, I'll tell you this. Guys, you got to decide if you want to bring Mo Gay back for $2.4 million. Laugh if you want to. All of this adds up to that final number.
And again, Mo's a great guy, but fighting spirit, but just not enough lead in his dumper. He's a skinny, forward or center. Hartenstein, it's the team option of $28.5 million. There is some thought that the Thunder may have some struggles with the cap this year in the offseason.
I think they will, and that's why he may become available. The big question is if he becomes available. Dede, you wanted to add something too, bro?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys to weigh in on this aspect of the, when it comes to, you guys are talking about bigs and you're kind of talking about guys that are kind of veterans. Would it be a problem if they went with a veteran point guard to bring in and drafted a young big?
As in who? Kyrie?
Oh, hey, don't get me. Hey.
I mean, if they want, listen, if they want to spend the money.
But this is time out now. Hold on.
If they want to spend the money, I would not be mad at Kyrie.
But this, I'd take Kyrie in a heartbeat here, but this gets back to what is the Ancy Soleil philosophy. Yes, we did make the playoffs. We're out of the play-in, but I'm still going to base this on youth to be what Oklahoma City was. I'm not going to get tied up with crazy contracts. The rest of it I don't want to pay for in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think you're only – I think the way you would have to look at bringing in a Kyrie is he's someone that can show these younger guys, if you're going to go that route,
yeah.
Someone who can show the younger guys how to kind of run the floor. Kyrie's not at a stage where he needs to drop buckets anymore in
no,
his career.
But he still can. But don't you have that in McCollum already? If you what you're talking about, didn't you get that from C.J. McCollum?
From a point guard perspective, though,
would okay. Fred VanVleet okay. be more expensive than CJ? Be more expensive than CJ?
Yes,
because he's coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah,
he's older guy coming off an injury. Yeah. I'm looking at the Tyus.
It's not a
Tyus Jones.
I was gonna say it's not an enticing list.
No, it's not. Gabe Vincent. Yeah, Carl. Exactly. Like a who's who?
We got Gabe.
D'Angelo.
Already.
I was
D'Angelo,
gonna say. I'm saying he's a free agent. We gotta bring it back.
Yeah. No.
You got D'Angelo Russell out there.
And by the way, guys are asking us again. Mark just asked us, "What about Jaylen Brown trade rumors?" Well, I think it's a bunch of nonsense because I don't think Ansi is gonna pay for it, but. I'd take Jaylen Brown here in a heartbeat. You probably have to give up. They're going to want all your picks and Jalen Johnson.
I do not want to dismantle our core for that kind of move right now.
So we'd be good, but we wouldn't be championship good.
No, but here's the deal. I'd make that move, Mike, if we had been to the East Finals the last 3 years and we just broke through the finals. And now we got to make a move.
Right.
That would be the difference. We're not there.
Right. Now, one guy just said, why can't we do like Ballmer? Well, that didn't work out for Ballmer with the Clippers.
Well, he made the wrong choices.
He just bought the wrong guys. But no, I mean, in a perfect world, if money was truly no object, then you go get Hartenstein, you go get Jaylen Brown, and you're up in the yin-yang and the tax and the luxury tax.
And you don't care. That's
true. And you got a hell of a squad.
Now, that's true. We'll see what Ancy Soleil does, man. The pressure's on, in my opinion. Hi, Ancy. Because, look, he did a great job last year. But it's not what you do last year. It's where this thing is going and how he's going to make it better now.
Hey, and the other thing is, you know, a guy brought this up earlier today. I heard Andy and Randy talk about it. They're probably going to give an extension to Quinn Snyder.
Oh, they are.
Yeah.
They are, no doubt. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. I know some people criticize him about the Game 6 loss. The bottom line is, guys, they really like him. He's doing a really good job. The players are receptive to him. And, Mike, team's in a better spot than when he got here. So I think from that standpoint.
Right. I mean, look, at the end of the day, you know, being a sixth seed, like you did what you're supposed to do against inferior opponents. You went on a historic run. And then unfortunately, and look, you did the only thing. Nobody until they played the West has been able to beat the Knicks. We did it twice.
No doubt. All right, man. Coming up, Chris has got a full show, full 4 hours for you. We're back in studio tomorrow. Annie and Randy at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Make sure you make your way out there. Big O, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bella wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, thanks to our guests today. All of them online at Odyssey.com. If you want to hear what Mike Griffith had to say about the spring meetings down there for the SEC, make sure you check that out. And subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Get all of our content, guys, and you get all the things that are going down with this show and all the breaking news as well. All right, Turtles got you covered from 6 to 10. Stay tuned for that tomorrow. We'll talk more about the Braves coming off this series. Obviously headed towards the weekend and more on the Falcons as OTAs wrap up on Friday. Hey, Big O, great job behind the glass. Day-Day executive producing Mike Bell. Let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
Are you guys were much better today? Rational discussion. Nobody bellyaching on social media. I said this to Carl to start the show. The Penix versus Tua quarterback battle gets some guys very emotional. And they feel, and some of these guys are irrational because you still wanted Desmond Ritter to be here. So check your headgear. But I said it earlier to Carl. I mean, some of the stuff on the text line is nuts. Guys, at present, as in today, on March 28th, it is easier for Tua to win the starting job than Michael Penix. It will hopefully change when Mike gets back to 100%. We don't have an agenda. We're just spitting facts. And guys like Lewis Riddick identify that and talk about it on TV. So when it comes to quarterback battle, blank your feelings.
If he is who we think he is, he seizes the moment tonight. I'm talking about Wimby. Yeah, he's young. Yeah, he's talented. But these are legacy moments. Losing at home in a closeout game looks and feels different, Mike, than extending the series to 7 and going to OKC and winning it to put your team in the finals. That's what legacies are about. I don't know how he plays tonight, but if he can seize the moment, it will be one of many that we'll get a chance to witness. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
if you don't.
You, like Day-Day, are poisoning the minds of today's basketball youth, teaching the art of the flop.